Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big Ape Morning Mess. Thanks so much for joining us today, folks. We're so excited that you're here. It's Monday. We've got a brand new Big Ape Secret Sound because somebody won it apparently on Friday. We weren't here for that, but we got an email.
Of course. I actually was here when it happened.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, ah!
I know.
I was in the background if you were listening.
I wasn't listening, I'll be honest with you. But
well,
I'll maybe.
I don't mean like you specifically.
Maybe I'll. Oh, okay. All right. If you heard like somebody screaming like Grover in the background, it was
like,
probably
woo!
Megan. But that's okay. And it's fine because, we do all the heavy lifting in the morning, giving out the clues and things like
right,
that.
Right. And then somebody just gets the winner.
And then like Justin gets it at like 9 p.m.
He did get it. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. Cause we're not bitter at all. Number one.
No,
and number two, we know that there's always another Big Ape Secret Sound and there's another Big Ape Secret Sound today. It's coming up at 8 a.m. It's like an hour from now.
I was like, well, we had to wait a whole week.
and you get a $1,000 grand prize if you win it. And what we're going to do is we're going to reset the wrong guesses too.
Yeah.
So all those people with wrong guesses, that don't worry, they're going to restart, and you can go back and guess all those things again if you want.
Yeah.
Although it seems like a big waste of time.
It does.
Because we rarely do we ever go to the list of old guesses and say, hey, that would be a great sound for next time.
Right. Yeah. No, yeah, that's not the way it works.
No. Anyway, what else? Yesterday the players was very uneventful because the guy that led the whole way won, so that was exciting. But I know a lot of people were out there enjoying the last May day of the players because they're going to move it to March.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also Mother's Day. People were posting photos of their mom, like them and their mom. Like you posted a picture of you and your mom.
Yeah, I did do that.
Yeah, and Justin posted a picture of him and his mom. And it was so awkward because it looked like he was going to the prom with a really older woman.
It really did.
But,
I don't know where he was going with that purple tie. But
yeah. And then I was flipping through and I saw a picture of Tim Tompkins, who works in our traffic department, with a woman. And I go, whoa, is that his mom? Because she's not old looking at all. And then I realized it was another one of our coworkers, and they got engaged.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
On Mother's Day.
Wow.
Way to steal the thunder from your mom.
I know, right?
Right?
I know. Like, babies were born. People got engaged.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
This is Mom's Day.
This is Mother's Day. Come on. But anyway, congratulations to him. And, and it's interesting because when you work with somebody that you had, because I worked with my wife. She was my boss, actually.
Yeah.
Still is, really. But then, and then
what do you mean was?
it's always awkward because the first thing you do is you're working together and then you're like, oh my God, I want to ask this person out or
right.
I just want to make out with them or something like when we're drunk. And it's very odd because
somewhere in between those two.
You're in a position where you work with them.
Yeah. I mean, my boyfriend works here.
Yeah, your boyfriend works here. That's right.
Yeah. I think a lot of people meet their significant other at their jobs.
What do you think the reason for that? Why is that?
Well, because you're spending so much time with them. So, I feel like that's how, a lot of people, cheat, too, because they cheat with, a coworker because you just spend so much time with them.
Yeah.
During the days, and then you bond with them, and you become close with them, and you get, inside jokes because you're, kind of at the same place, and it's just, you get, a connection with them.
That's true. Nothing is more annoying to my wife and her boyfriend, and Megan's boyfriend, is, when the four of us go out, and Megan and I are laughing hysterically about something, and they just don't get it.
I know, exactly.
And I'm like, how is this not funny?
Right. So it's just, you spend a lot of time with them, and I think that's really common, even in any industry, no matter where you work.
Yeah, I wonder what the percentage is of people who meet their, let's do a quick poll.
Yeah.
340-9595. Where did you meet your significant other? I want to see how many people say work. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one music station. As I was scrolling through my Instagram, I saw yet another couple who met here at the office. 340-9595. And I'm not sure, but I believe it was another one of those manager underling type in situations.
Oh, really?
Much like my wife and I, much like you and your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. 3-4, like a direct report, right?
Right.
Isn't that what they call it?
Sure.
I don't know.
What's a boss?
We don't really pay attention to anything other than ourselves. So we're meeting? No, I don't know. Wait, but there was a meeting? No, just you sent me an email. You sent me an email? Oh, I didn't get it.
That's literally the truth. 340-9595.
Hey, Gretchen from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
Hey, great. Where'd you meet your significant other?
I met him at work.
Yeah.
At Carrabba's.
Ooh, at Carrabba's.
I feel like a lot of restaurant, like if you work in the restaurant industry, like that's where a lot of people date too. Like,
yeah.
I feel like when I worked in the restaurant industry, like everybody dated each other.
Well, because you're young and there's booze everywhere and stuff like that.
Definitely, but it's actually awesome. We just got engaged on Friday.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That is great. Did you now? Were you both like servers, or was he in the kitchen, or were you in the kitchen, or how does that work? Because you know, there's the front of the house and the back of the house, and yeah, sometimes they don't really mesh well.
That's true. Yeah, we were both servers together.
Yeah, you're both servers. That makes sense. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Although, if you ever did date like somebody in the kitchen, you got your food out first, and if you ever messed something up, they would like you know.
I feel like a lot of people date people from the kitchen too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you date
like
the kitchen?
Some of
people?
My friends did. No. Uh-huh.
Megan's like, no, I would never date the kitchen.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Mike from Fleming Island, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing today?
Hey, good. Where'd you meet your significant other?
At work. We were both in the Navy, stationed in Virginia. And we got stationed up in Iceland and then back here again in Jacksonville, Florida, NAS Jax, and we hooked up.
Oh, wait, so they just kept stationing you two together?
Yes.
Well, clearly they wanted you to end up married.
That was like meant to be.
Yeah, that's like the government stepping in and saying, you two, marry.
I think so, yes.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for your service, by the way, too. I mean, if you're moving to Iceland with somebody, clearly you're going to end up with them.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's Iceland. Right. What? Yeah. Caitlin from Green Cove, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Where'd you meet your significant other?
I met him because he actually hired me at a pizza place on San Jose in Jacksonville.
So he was your boss.
He was my boss, and then a week later, you know, we were dating. 6 months after that, we moved in. A couple months after that, we were pregnant with our first, and now 6 years later, we just found out that we're 3 months along yesterday.
Oh, wow.
Oh, congratulations. Second,
so. Okay. Now, do you guys still work at the pizza place?
He does, yes. He has been there for about 10 years. It's Al's Pizza.
Oh, Al's Pizza.
Nice.
Yeah, we love Al's Pizza.
Love Al's.
So, all right, so when you started working there, a week later, you started dating.
A week later. I know it sounds corny, but when he walked up to me and I knew he was my soulmate right away.
Oh, he walked up to me with the flour on his face and the tomato sauce stain on his
and he smelled apron. Really good like pizza. He
smelled like garlic, and I was like, you're the one for me.
Exactly, and that smell has not gone away yet.
So
I'm not disappointed.
I bet.
Hey, thanks
plus
so much.
Free pizza. I mean, that's a really, win-win.
Really. I guarantee if they made a cologne that smelled like pizza, more people would be like, I would wear it.
My boyfriend told me the way he like started to talk to me, like he was working promotions and he scheduled me to work the same event he was working on purpose so that we could like talk.
Oh, that's so
sneaky.
Isn't
that cute?
That's also a little creepy.
Not really, because then we really got to like know each other and talk. We had 2 hours to talk.
Weren't you supposed to be like, actually working though?
Well, yeah, we were still working. It was like at a shrimp game, the jumbo shrimp game.
Oh, love at the jumbo shrimp game.
And we were just like talking outside, handing out some koozies, and then you know, meeting each other.
I mean, it was love at first sight.
It was
handing out koozies at the shrimp game. You know, you were meant to be.
It's basically like The Notebook.
It really is. If you're handing out koozies, I'm handing out koozies. Alicia from Gainesville, how are you?
Pretty good.
Hey, where'd you meet your significant other?
At the University of Florida.
Oh, really?
Going to college. Yep.
Yeah. That was just kind of like work.
I had a job at the time, too.
I guess not.
School, I guess, is another place, too.
It always baffled me, the people that married people they went to college with, because, I mean...
What?
Like the people you meet in college or you hook up with in college, you end up getting married to them. That's so weird to me because when you're in college, you basically like, I mean, it's like craziness. You know, you don't respect anybody that you party with in college. That was the first year. Okay. But after that, it evened out.
Yeah. You get it out of your system, Mark. And then you're like, all right.
Maybe that's my problem.
You gotta study.
Yeah.
Maybe. So you don't marry anyone you meet your first year, but your second or third year, maybe.
And actually we got married my third year, his second year.
You got married while you were in college?
College, 30 years ago.
Oh my God.
Oh, I was like, wow, that I feel like that never happens now.
Congratulations. Yeah, you're in college. That's, you know, enough stress. You don't need a wife on top of that. Right. Or a husband. No, never mind. Kelly from Fleming Island, how are you?
Good, you?
Hey, good. Did you meet your significant other at work too?
No, my significant other was my ex-husband's best friend.
Oh, that's awkward.
Yes.
Was he
very awkward?
Yeah. Was he your significant other before your other husband was your ex-husband?
No. What happened was I caught my ex-husband with my sister.
Oh, oh my God. So that's direct payback. It's like, fun. I'm going to your best friend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, so I caught him with my sister and decided I wanted his best friend, and now we're engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Wow. All right.
Now, are he and your sister still together?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, great.
All right. Are you and your sister still together?
No.
Oh, okay. Was it an older sister or a younger sister?
Younger.
Yeah, see, she was probably, you were probably mean to her once, and that was her way of getting back to you,
oh
right?
Oh, my God.
Maybe not. Hey, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. Yeah. Younger sisters are the worst.
She didn't like that joke.
No, she didn't like that. Yeah, it's not the first time.
You're like, I'm used to it.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.